Sam, thank you for joining me to talk a little bit about how business has been for you. And we're going to specifically talk about cash flow and forecasting stuff that you've done. But before we dive into that, just give us a really quick two-liner on the business and the current trading environment that you find yourself in right now.
Yeah, sure. So Popcorn Shed is a gourmet popcorn business. We're a small family business. We've been around for around 4 years. And we specialize in selling delicious gourmet popcorn treats to members of the public and also to businesses. In terms of the trading environment, currently we're finding that our sales have massively shifted. So where we were previously supplying mostly into wholesale channels, that's retailers and distributors, we're now really focusing on direct consumer business in the UK and in Europe.
Okay, so if we start having a look at the cash flow work you've been doing, if you're going to kind of compare it to what would you be doing business as usual anyway, how has your kind of forecasting and scenario planning become more sophisticated?
Yeah, so obviously in a normal trading environment, we would be running cash flow forecasts monthly and just looking at what monies we were expecting to come in and what monies we're going to be going out of the business. We've now increased the frequency of cash flow modeling. So we're doing it every 2 weeks. And we're also looking very closely at our debtors specifically. We supply into some industries that have been very hard hit by the COVID-19 crisis, such as the travel retail industry, where we've had certain clients request extended payment terms and in some cases payment holidays on our invoices. So obviously we've had to make some assumptions in terms of when some of that money that we were expecting to come in on time might come in, and also what the effect might be therefore on our cash flow. I would say that in general we're obviously very keeping a very good dialogue with our clients and also making sure that we've got enough money in the business to continue with our things like our new product development, which, you know, as a business, you always want to stick to the timeline of new product development. But, you know, things can get pushed out a little bit if cash is tight in certain places. And we've been certainly looking at that very closely.
Okay. And what kind of approach have you taken with debtors? Is it a very much, let's work with you on this? I'm not saying you're going to be pushing them to pay on time to make your cash flow a bit more agreeable, but tell us a bit more about in detail the conversations you've been having with customers and those in the supply chain.
Some of the conversations actually have been relatively difficult because you have often in a case where you've built up a good relationship over a number of years in an otherwise competitive environment, you certainly don't want to ruin or go backwards on a relationship you may have established with a certain client or buyer, particularly if their business is going through a difficult time and you sort of want to support them. But at the same time, we are a small business, we are a family business, and we don't have, you know, the huge budgets that some of the other food and drink players may have. You know, we don't have hugely deep pockets. So I would say we've been sensitive in our conversations and constructive, but also, you know, where we have had large debts, in the case, I can think of at least two or three examples of orders that have maybe come in as the coronavirus crisis hit, we've actually asked for, you know, help with payments. So either maybe some payment to be made up front on a pro forma basis or shortened payment terms in the circumstances where we have, you know, where we can control them.
Okay. And I know you've been doing some scenario planning. What do those look like? What are the kind of things that are going into creating those hypothetical scenarios? And how are those going to allow you to make decisions as the situation progresses?
So we've been looking at various different scenarios on the cash flow side. Zero's our accountancy software, and it's really helped us to model different scenarios on our cash flow, depending on when certain funds come into the business. And you know, we've looked at it to say, okay, well, if these funds are delayed by 30 days, what impact does that have on our cash flow? And if we weren't to release this new product in a couple of months' time, perhaps we pushed it out by to 4 or 5 months' time, when we've actually got the funds in from the debtors that we were expecting to have in by now, then we're sort of moving it along. It's a bit of a moving feast, but we are moving some of our product development along. Because for a business like ours, a lot of the cost is stock cost, frankly. If you bring out a new product, you're often spending thousands of pounds on raw materials. So where we've had modeling scenarios where we think that we're not going to get cash in for some time, what that's basically done is it's pushed out our product development timeline, and Zero's helped us to model those different scenarios to see what effect it might have.
So you spoke there about using technology like Zero. Are you someone who, as a business owner, naturally gravitates towards the discipline of cash flow forecasting and stuff like that? Or do you have to force yourself into it, kind of knowing its value, but actually the things you enjoy more or is the creative side of stuff? Where does your head naturally sit?
I'm not particularly creative. I'm very much focused on supply chain and on finance. No, I don't love doing cash flow forecasts. But I do like to keep on top of finance, whether that be, the other aspects of finance, so that whether that be credit control or general bookkeeping, just looking at other aspects of the, the finance function of the business. Cash flow modeling isn't something that gets me out of bed, but it is. Increasingly important in the uncertain climate that we're in at the moment. So we are prioritizing that as a business.
And to be able to create these new and updated modeling forecasting scenarios, have you sought any outside help that's been important in turning them into functional documents that allow you to make decisions?
We have been working very closely with our accountants mm-hmm. to make sure that we are basically they're checking the work that we're doing internally and just making sure that we're on the right track. So that's as far as we've gone with the cash flow forecasting.
Okay. And is there anything going in there that you've had to, I'm thinking about pockets of data and information that you might not necessarily have paid much attention to that maybe weren't, I don't know, to hand as much? Have you had to work hard to get more of that kind of information at your fingertips to bring into these kind of cash flow exercises?
I've had to work very closely with the sales guys because those are the guys that have got the relationships with specific clients and have a better understanding of when the cash may be coming into the business. We've also been working very hard with on the procurement side, so to make sure that our spending is kept relatively, under control. So as our demand patterns have shifted more towards direct to consumer model, we've had to adapt our supply chain as well, and that has involved talking to our supply chain partners, namely, the factories that produce our products. And also our logistics partners who fulfill our orders, to make sure that they adapt and service our demand in a way that is efficient, financially efficient, we've had to adapt quite quickly to that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty good idea of the cash coming in and out of the business. Looking at the different scenarios you've kind of created, have you thought about what you might do to go out and source extra capital if you do need it? Have you looked at things like government support mechanisms? Where has your mind gone there?
Yeah, we've obviously been keeping a good eye on all of the government announcements in terms of what funding is available to small businesses. Specifically, we've been looking at some of the rules around furloughing staff, and also the some of the emergency loans and schemes that the government have announced. We have decided at the moment that we have sufficient demand not to furlough any staff, so we decided not to take advantage of that. And we've also been looking into the loan scheme, although at present the business is at the moment the business is okay, and we're not in need of further capital at this stage.
And from your understanding around those schemes, do you feel like if you got to a point where you did feel like you needed extra sources of funding, do you feel like you have everything you need to hand to be able to make that kind of application?
I think so. I think our bank has been really relatively forthcoming in terms of the schemes that are available, and they're very much been saying, you know, if you do need any help, please come and speak to us. The business already also has some credit or loan within the company, so we've been having conversations with our existing lenders, who have also been really helpful and forthcoming to say, guys, do you need extended terms on your existing loans, and things like that. So I do feel that we are being well supported by our partners and by the banks and by our lending partners at the moment. I feel that I guess that there's a sort of feeling that everyone's sort of in it together and everyone's trying to help everyone out. So I do feel well supported on that side.
Okay. And then based on the work you've been doing to look at the different revenue streams available to you and kind of upshift on some, do you feel like from a cash perspective that enough is being done there to think about if this continues for a number of months, that we are doing stuff now which allows us to be prepared for those months, thinking like more direct to consumer and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really tough question. Because, you know, we do have a concern that, you know, in a few months' time, if this goes on for a long time, there is a feeling that come late summer, early autumn, there may be a fair amount of debt around in the economy in general. And we may see some companies, you know, really struggling at that stage. In terms of what we have done to think about the long-term implications, we've certainly invested time into our direct-to-consumer channels, which are keeping us, you know, keeping the revenue coming into the business, and we'll just continue to build on that. We haven't really looked at, you know, what if we don't get that? You know, we don't get this money for 6 months, 9 months. Would be a really worst case scenario for us. I mean, as a business, we're relatively unique in the sense that a lot of food and drink, particularly sort of gifting type of food and drink, which is what we specialize in, a lot of the revenues, about 60-70% of our revenues are actually generated in Q3, Q4 in the run up to Christmas. So we really had most of those invoices paid in January, February time. And so our exposure to debt as a proportion of our annual turnover has been limited only because of the timing of this crisis. Had it happened in January, or even February, I think we would have had a far bigger exposure. So, you know, the timing for us has been crucial.
So one final bit would just be, if you could kind of summarize your advice in the space of good cash flow forecasting and modeling that you think kind of fellow business owners and leaders might find useful, what would you say, based on your experience the last month, what are your tips for doing this kind of thing well?
I would make sure that you are really on top of what cash you have available in the business. So not just what's in the bank, but also what lending or overdraft facilities are available to you. I'd also have a look at your monthly overheads and outgoings, and consider getting those down to a level where the business can be sustained for, you know, 6, 9, perhaps 12 months with relatively limited revenue coming in, to make sure that, you know, you've basically got a good track of your costs, to make sure that the business can survive, frankly, through these difficult months. I would make sure that business owners are running those cash flow models. I recommend, you know, every other week, but larger businesses might look at that every week, to make sure that they've got a really good handle on the available cash in the business and when some of those debts are due to be coming in.
Fantastic, Sam. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. It's been really interesting to hear about the work you've been doing behind the scenes to plan for all eventualities. So thank you for sharing that.
Pleasure.